You all may be seated.
Praise God.
Please be seated. Praise the Lord. God is good.
Yes,
God is so good. Very, very good.
Yes, yes.
In case y'all didn't know that,
glory
I'm telling you,
God.
God is so good.
Say it, say it.
So good.
Thank you, Lord.
Really good.
Yes.
A wonderful, wonderful, wonderful,
wonderful
God.
Yes.
God is so awesome, and he's so mighty, and he's so faithful, and he's so true, and he's so loving, and he's so kind. Yeah.
Oh, my.
He everything to me, and I just bless his name today, and I just give him praise and honor and glory.
He's
taught me worthy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good to see everybody this morning.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Good to be here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Enemy had other plans, but God said, not so. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to be talking to you today from actually our scriptures in the bulletin. It's in the confession. That's the box. And I know everybody's familiar with the story. It tells of a woman with an alabaster box, a very expensive box of alabaster. And the story is actually in all the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But Matthew, Mark, and Luke tell one story, and John tells another. And we don't have to be alarmed by, you know, the different accounts of the story, you know, because they're all witnesses. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they're all witnesses to things. And just like we're all witnesses to things, we see things a certain way in a certain light, and we might pick up something that somebody else doesn't see, you know. So that's the account of that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John gives. So the Bible doesn't contradict itself. It sort of complements each other, all these stories. But all the stories have one thing in common, and that's this woman came with an alabaster box, and she poured out of it everything that she had.
Amen.
And that's it. So that's what we're going to start from.
Amen.
Amen.
Very good.
But let's pray, because I need help. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just bless your name again this morning, oh God. Father, we just give you praise, God. We give you honor. We give you glory, oh God. We give you thanks, oh God, just for who you are, oh God. And Father, God, we just come, oh God, just desiring to hear you. God, desiring to hear your voice, oh God. Father God, speak, oh God. Speak to your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, you've allowed me to share, oh God. Yeah. Father God, just get me out of the way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, you be up front, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And just let them see you, God. Let them hear your voice, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Minister to your people, God. Speak what they need, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And most of all, oh God, as this is Woman's Day, oh God, let your woman be encouraged, oh God. And Father God, I am grateful, oh God, just to have the opportunity, oh God, to be a servant for you, oh God. And Father God, just use me as you will, oh God, as I yield myself to you now. In Jesus' name.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, I'm going to read from Luke chapter 7, starting at verse 36. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. Chapter 7, verse 36. And it says, one of the Pharisees asked Jesus to have dinner with him. So Jesus went to his home and sat down to eat. When a certain immoral woman from that city heard he was eating there, she bought a beautiful alabaster jar filled with expensive perfume. Then she knelt behind him at his feet, weeping. Her tears fell on his feet, and she wiped them off with her hair. Then she kept kissing his feet and putting perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would know what kind of woman is touching him. She's a sinner. Then Jesus answered his thought, son, He said to the Pharisee, I have something to say to you. Go ahead, teacher, Simon replied. Then Jesus told him this story. A man loaned money to two people, 500 pieces of silver to one and 50 pieces to the other. But neither of them could repay him, so he kindly forgave them both, canceling their debts. Who do you suppose loved him more than that? More after that? Simon answered, I suppose the one for whom he canceled the larger debt. That's right, Jesus said. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, look at this woman kneeling here. When I entered your home, you didn't offer me water to wash the dust from my feet, but she has washed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You didn't greet me with a kiss, but from the time I first came in, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You neglected the courtesy of olive oil to anoint my head, but she has anointed my feet with rare perfume. I tell you, her sins, and they are many, have been forgiven. So she has shown me much love, but a person who is forgiven little shows only little love. Then Jesus said to the woman, your sins are forgiven. The men at the table said among themselves, who is this man that he goes around forgiving sins? And Jesus said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace.
Amen.
And what we see from this account, this story of the alabaster box, is this sinful woman, according to Simon the Pharisee, who finds out that Jesus is having dinner, and she goes to him, desiring to worship him. And when she sees him, the scripture says she kneels down behind him at his feet.
Yeah.
And as she begins to kneel down, tears fall from her eyes, and then she starts wiping his feet with her hair. But then she puts some oil from this alabaster box on his feet, and she begins to anoint his feet with the oil. And looking up alabaster box, exactly what is the alabaster box? You know, I have a favorite song, right? You know one of my favorite songs.
Amen.
Imagine the singer.
Amen.
But it's alabaster box. Anyway, so I was looking up, what exactly is an alabaster box?
Amen.
So I'm Googling and stuff and trying to find out what an alabaster box is.
Okay.
I decided to buy one. So, come back up in a second.
Amen.
I get it. But this is an alabaster box.
Wow.
I'll tell you what it's about. Alabaster was a precious stone commonly found in Palestine. It was a hard stone that resembles that of a white marble, translucent in color. In Bible times, it was often shaped into a box, a jar, or some type of flask. It was one of the stones that was used in the building of Solomon's Temple. That's pretty bad.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The alabaster box or jar was used to hold perfume in it. But not just any perfume. The Bible says costly perfume, expensive perfume. And what that was an oil called spikenard. Now, you know I have to get the oil.
Praise God.
The spikenard is a luxury oil. And it was obtained in Egypt. And its fragrance was so strong that it had to be contained. So they would put it in this alabaster box, so the alabaster could preserve the fragrance until the oil was ready to be used.
Wow.
That's what the alabaster box. So the alabaster box is a treasure. It's somewhat of a treasure. And it's actually, it was a treasure, especially in the Bible times, because a lot of women had alabaster boxes. And what they would do is, this was like their dowry, where they would hold on to it till they met their future husband. And then when they met their husbands, they would take out their alabaster box and present it to him and anoint him as the king or the priest of their household.
Wow. Wow.
So this alabaster box has a lot of history.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
But the fragrance is supposedly really strong. And I actually spilled a little bit, and it is kind of strong. It really is. Well, I'm just going to spray it just to see if it permeates the atmosphere.
Amen.
While we're sitting here. Amen. So I'm just going to
spray a little bit and see if it happens. So let's see. Let's see how that works. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord already. Praise the Lord. Anyway, that's your history lesson.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Now I want to look at Matthew chapter 26, because Matthew tells another version of the story with this woman in his hour of basketball. Matthew chapter 26, verses 6 to 13. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation tonight as well. But it says, meanwhile, Jesus was in Bethany at the home of Simon, a man who had previously had leprosy. While he was eating, a woman came in with a beautiful alabaster jar of expensive perfume and poured it over his head. The disciples were indignant when they saw this. What a waste, they said. It could have been sold for a high price and the money given to the poor. But Jesus, aware of this, replied, why criticize this woman for doing such a good thing to me? You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. She has poured this perfume on me to prepare my body for burial. I tell you the truth, wherever the good news is preached throughout this world, this woman's deed will be remembered and discussed.
Wow.
And this version, Matthew and Mark, you can write it down if I don't read it, but it's Mark chapter 14, verses 3 to 9. They tell almost the identical stories of this. In Matthew 26, verse 8 and 9, and Mark 14, verse 4 and 5, it says, disciples, those seated at the table where Jesus was, what a waste. Could have been sold and the money could have been given to the poor. So when we look at that, we have to realize how expensive this alabaster box must have really been. You know, they're complaining about how expensive it was and how they could have sold it and gave it to the poor. And it's funny because we see the scripture, and it's in John, so I'm just way ahead of myself, but anyway. But we see the scripture in John where Judas actually speaks up. And he says, you know, it's expensive, we could have gave it to the poor. And we remember Judas. We don't remember the disciples. They tell us all the disciples were saying this. But we remember Judas because Judas was the one that betrayed Jesus and went and sold, you know, tried to pay for him with silver. So we remember that story in John. But this is still the same story. They all thought that the oil was too expensive and then it was going to be wasted. But what caught my attention with the scripture and in Mark, it said that the Bible says a woman came and she broke the jar open. See, I showed you this. And it's open because that's how they sell it, you know, because you got to put the oil inside.
Mm-hmm.
But when they had the oil put in Bible times, the thing was sealed.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way you could open it, you had to break it.
Mm-hmm.
And once you broke it, it was destroyed. You couldn't use it anymore. So it says in the scripture that the woman broke the jar.
Mm-hmm.
And that just tells me that it took some determination to get to this oil. She had some determination in her heart to get to the oil, to get to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So she had to break this jar in order to get to the oil. But she counted it worth it.
Amen.
Mary counted it worth it to the thing that she was saving for her husband to present to Jesus. She counted it worthy to do so. And as I thought about that, God said to me, what does it take for us to break?
Mm.
What kind of value do we place on those things that are inside of us to get to Jesus? What's the value we place on getting to Jesus? You know, what are we going to go through to get to Jesus and giving up from our own alabaster boxes? Because we all have alabaster boxes. I guess I never gave you a title, but the question is, what is the cost of your oil?
Amen.
Amen? Okay. And in both scripture texts, Matthew, Mark, and John as well, Jesus rebukes the disciples. Because you heard him say, leave her alone.
Amen.
Leave her alone.
Yeah.
And he's the one, and then he says, what this woman has done,
People are going to talk about it forever. So just leave her alone. And we have to understand that. He said to them, the poor you're always going to have. But I'm not always going to be here. And we have to understand that, you know, that even as people of God, as women of God, you know, as people, period, we have service, like we're having service now. We're in church. And Jesus is in our midst.
Mm-hmm.
We have Jesus right now. So if we need something from Jesus right now, whatever else, you know, that has to be put to the side. And we need to seek Jesus right now.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, the poor you're always going to have. You may not always have me. So we need to remember that and to seek Jesus while we have him. When we feel the presence of God in the place, if we need deliverance, if we need healing, if we need salvation, if we need anything, if we need a touch from the Lord, we need to go and seek him. We need to follow after him and say, Lord, Jesus, touch me while you sent him. Because his presence can leave. His presence left the temple at one point. His presence left. So when you feel the presence of Jesus around you, you need to go after it. Immediately, go after it. Because the poor you will always have, Jesus said. You may not always have me. God said, seek me while I may be found. Right? Seek me early while I may be found. Okay, John. We're going to look at chapter. We're going to look at John again. John 12. And that tells another story. John 12, verses 1-8. It says, 6 days, and I'm going to get to move in the translation again. It says, 6 days before the Passover celebration began, Jesus arrived in Bethany, the home of Lazarus, the man he had raised from the dead. A dinner was prepared in Jesus' honor. Martha served, and Lazarus was among those who ate with him. Then Mary took a 12-ounce jar of expensive perfume made from essence of nard, and she anointed Jesus' feet with it, wiping his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance. You smell that?
Praise God.
Judas Iscariot, see, this is Judas, the disciple who would soon betray him, said, that perfume was worth a year's wages. It should have been sold and the money given to the poor. Not that he cared for the poor, he was a thief. And since he was in charge of the disciples' money, he often stole some for himself.
Mm.
Jesus replied, leave her alone. She did this in preparation for my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. So this is basically the same story as Matthew and Mark, only that, if y'all noticed, in Matthew and Mark, Mary anoints Jesus' head.
Mm-hmm.
But in this story, John talks about anointing Jesus' feet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked up the difference between the head and the feet. Okay, what's the difference between the head and the feet? One on top, one on the bottom.
Amen.
Amen.
But it said in Bible times, it was a custom to anoint the head of the guests, especially the honored guests. The act of anointing signified selection for some special role or task. Kings were often anointed with oil as part of their coronation ceremony, often by a prophet or a priest, and Jesus was a special guest. So he would be considered the priest at the setting. So Mary anointed his head. And when she did that as a sign of honor, because that's how you honored your guests. Now, anointing the feet is different because it models service and discipleship and love and devotion. It's a whole lot different than the head. And this says, and we have to love John because John, the Bible says that John was the one that Jesus loved, right?
Mm-hmm.
So John tells a more personal story. You know, he goes into detail, which is explainable because he was the one that Jesus loved. And he says, John points out, he makes a point of sharing the size of the jar, that it was 12 ounces, the expense of perfume, and how it was made, essence of nard, the spiked nard, that's what it was. And then he makes a point to say she anointed his feet with it, then wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was full of its fragrance. That was the very fragrance that the alabaster box was made to contain. So anointing Jesus' head was an act of honor, but anointing Jesus' feet was clearly an act of humility and love to Mary. And that's the same kind of humility that Jesus showed when he washed the disciples' feet. Mm-hmm. That was humility that he was showing, and that's the example that he set before us. So Mary's act in the book of John, anointing Jesus' feet, clearly showed she was committed to him, and she spared no expense in showing him just how much. Right? And I told y'all how she was supposed to, she would have been saving this for her husband, but she poured out instead on Jesus. What is the force of your oil? And then I wanted to point out something else that it says in John and verse 1 and 2. It says a dinner was prepared in Jesus' honor and Martha served. Now we know, Patricia, we've been talking about this, the dinner where this is another occasion where Martha was serving and she got upset because Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus. But I'm going to turn to something. Luke chapter 10. Let's read that. Because on this occasion, Martha wasn't bothered that Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, anointing him with her hair. Luke chapter 10, let's look at verse number 38. And this is the scripture where Martha's upset. It says, now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her.
Amen.
And as I thought about this Mary and Martha thing, and you know, Mary and Martha not being upset this time, but she's upset that time, and I thought about us as a church. And we have to make sure that we're not so busy serving. But we see this a lot, that we fail to sit at Jesus' feet and learn of him. And I was reading somewhere, they said, what is this? When the disciples fed the multitude, that they fed the multitude, but it didn't say anywhere in the Bible where they ate themselves. You know? And I thought about that, because that happens a lot with us in churches. Like we... It has a lot of churches. But we're so busy serving that we don't take the time to eat. And not just the natural food, you know? Right. Sometimes in the middle of the service, when the word is going forth, people go back and they prepare, you know? And we do that. We go back and we prepare for the natural food instead of sitting and taking up the spiritual food. Mm-hmm. And we have to be careful that we don't be so busy and so concerned with preparation that we miss out on the spiritual food. You know, when Jesus is speaking, he's imparting. That's food. That's food for our souls if we need that. Yeah. So we have to make sure that we don't be like Martha and get so, you know, stuck on preparing. And then God spoke something to me even. He said, sometimes even when we have company in our own homes, you know, we're so busy worrying about the preparation that when the company comes over, sometimes we're still preparing. Mm-hmm. We're still preparing when they come over. So we don't dedicate our time to the company that comes over because we're too busy in the kitchen doing this and doing that or running to the store, forgot this. And he said, no. He said, because you can have a word in your mouth to share with them, or they can have a word in their mouth to share with you, but because you're so busy running around, you know, you miss it. And I said, okay, Lord. So we have to be very careful not to, you know, get so caught on the preparation for our guests that we miss out on the food, the spiritual food. Amen. Because Jesus can speak to anybody and anything. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Okay. So Jesus rebukes Martha
right? Because we hear him say, Martha, Martha, you are concerned about many things, but only one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part. So I think that Martha learned her lesson.
You know, why? Because she didn't say anything about Mary sitting at Jesus' feet anointing them this time. So I think she learned her lesson from when Jesus rebuked her the first time. And you know, she had to either she had to learn that lesson then and just go join Mary at his feet or walk away angry. She did one or the other when Jesus rebuked her. She walked away angry or she just said, okay, I'm just going to go sit here too. But in either case, she learned her lesson. And the thing is, as Jesus said, it's not a bad thing to serve. We have to get that too. We just have to know the balance. You know? We can't just be busy serving and not sinning. We have to just, there's a balance somewhere, and we just have to find that balance. Because we're servants of God. We've been learning about Moses, the true servant. And in order to serve God, you have to serve. You know, if you want to follow God, you're going to have to serve. So we have to realize that it's not a bad thing to serve. So, what's the force of your bond? What brings you to the feet of Jesus? Does it take for you to be rebuked before you come running to his feet? Okay. Now, as women of God, as women, period, we go through different things. We have kids. Our kids have issues. We have husbands. Our husbands have issues. So we have issues. They have issues. We have issues. We have friends. They have issues. We have issues. We have family. They have issues. We have issues. We just take everything on ourselves. It's not like people are putting them on us, but we take them because we're women. We're emotional creatures, and that's what we do. We just, I don't know, it's like a germ. We just pick it up. We say it out. We claim it. But there's always things to do, always people to see, always things to be done, shopping, and there's just more and more and more and more issues that we take on. Something is always tugging at us, vying for our attention. And we got our hair, we have our nails, we have to take care of our clothes and our shoes and our closets and everything, and then forget about what needs to be done, like in the house, like cooking and the cleaning and the laundry. You know, you have all kinds of issues. And then we get hyper, and we get super hyper, and then we get emotional. And then by the time nighttime comes around, we don't want to do anything but go to sleep, right? And then the next day comes, and we do the whole yesterday all over again. And this is how we are. Sometimes we have our moments, but you know, but sometimes we get like this. And then we realize, we take a breath, and we say, Lord, just give me a moment, right? And then, because I did this, I said, Lord, just give me a moment. And then I said, just give me one.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
So, in all these issues that we have, if we realize that we just stop and sit at the feet of Jesus, all our issues will be gone because he can take care of them. Mm-hmm. He can pour out. He can pour in. You know, he'll take care of our issues. We wouldn't feel so weighed down. And Jesus says, cast your cares on him because he cares for us, right? He cares for us. If we go to his feet and sit there, he invites us to pour out from our little boxes all of our issues. And we'll be in a position to worship him. But we go and we go and we go until we can't go any further, and then we end up collapsing at the feet of Jesus. And Jesus will receive our collapsing, but that's not worship. You know, that's sort of cheapens the oil when we collapse, because we have no choice. We collapse. You know, that sort of cheapens what we have inside. Jesus, you know, he'll receive us because God is just so good. You know? So, and he wants us to be better.
Right.
But it's better if we just come to him.
Yeah.
Sorry, because that shows love and devotion and commitment. The other way, it doesn't. So Mary expressed her devotion to Jesus when she bowed down and anointed his feet, and she wipes his feet with the oil on it, with her hair. She wipes his feet with the oil on it, with her hair. Mm-hmm. And I just thought about this, women. How many of us would take our hair?
That's right.
Even the hair we bought,
mm-hmm.
and wipe our feet with it. right? What is the cost of your oil? What will it take? What does it take to express that kind of devotion to Jesus? Okay, I'm almost done, you guys. Okay. So now God brings us back full circle. And we're going to go back to Luke chapter 7. Verse 36. And it says, it's funny because the title goes in my Bible, it says, Jesus forgives a sinful woman. So this woman, who is believed to be, some people say, you know, they don't really know who she is, but it's believed to be Mary Magdalene. So Jesus, you know, believes to be about her. He did many things for her, and she was the one who committed adultery, I believe, the hooker. She was all believed to be Mary Magdalene. But the Bible says she was a sinner. Right, the Pharisees said she was a sinner. Mm-hmm. And it says, verse 37, it says, and behold, a woman in that city which was a sinner. When she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, bought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with ointment. Now when the Pharisee which had been in him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touches him, for she is a sinner. So even the way the Pharisee addresses Jesus concerning her gives away that she was a sinner. And the way he says it, you know, almost like, this man, that's how he's talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
If he had, like he's saying, if Jesus was really Jesus, if he would have known, he should have known if he was Jesus. He should have known who this woman was. And just you can sort of see his face,
yeah.
The distaste in his mouth, how he talked about this woman. You know, she's a sinner, and he allowed her to touch his feet with her hair. You know, and he's saying it in his head, but. He's saying it like Jesus can't hear him. We don't realize it's Jesus.
Amen.
You know, like sometimes we say things in our head.
Amen.
We don't think that Jesus heard us.
Right.
Good thing Jesus keeps secret.
Right.
But he hears us. But this is the Bible says that Jesus answered his thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says. So this man was talking in his head.
Right.
He was talking in his head to himself, thinking that Jesus didn't hear him. So Jesus answers his thoughts, the Bible said. It says, and you're silent because I said that was up. Okay. And he said in the scripture, we'll see exactly what he says. He begins to tell the story of the forgiveness, right? Jesus told Simon, the amount of love that was shown to me is a direct correlation with the amount of sin she was forgiven of. So he's basically telling Simon, maybe you feel like you ain't been forgiven of much, but this woman, she knows what
Amen.
She did.
Right.
And she's showing me that she appreciates Amen. How much she was forgiven of.
Yeah.
And that's why it caused her to worship me the way she did, the way she poured out. Simon couldn't get with that, because Simon was perfect. He didn't have that many sins, so he didn't have to love Jesus that much. So he couldn't understand. But I just thought about that. That's such a wonderful lesson of forgiveness. You know, that the way that God would forgive us like that, that even just the comparison, like, to you've been forgiven of so much. So you just want to love. You want to love that, and that's what we do with our kids, you know? Like, maybe they're not forgiven of so much, but we just want to love on them, you know? But that's, when somebody knows how much you appreciate them, they just want to love on you, you know? They just want to love on you. They want you to feel that love. And I think that's what Mary felt. She just wanted Jesus to feel that love. You forgave me. You forgave me. These people talking about me, you forgave me.
Yeah.
You know,
I told myself I'm not going to cry. This is very personal to me. But anyway, I just can't seem to get away from forgiveness.
Praise God. Praise God.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
It's so important that we just forgive. Because it just releases you. It just releases you. And it just helps you to love people and to see them with his eyes.
Right.
You know, it's just something.
We are able to forgive when we realize how much and appreciate how much we've been forgiven. And that was the cause of the oil for Mary. Appreciation for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So God asks, what is the cost of your oil? Okay. Praise God. I'm going to see some of the cost of my oil.
Wow.
I'm going to show you something.
Amen.
Amen.
That sometimes we just read the scripture without actually putting ourselves there. And we have to put ourselves there because the Bible says so much about who we are.
Yes.
You know, even by his stripes you are healed. Put yourself in that scripture.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I had to do this week. I am healed.
Amen.
I am healed. Speak the word. Only. Amen. I am healed, God. You said I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm more than a conqueror. So we have to put ourselves in the Bible, see ourselves in the Bible.
Amen.
So we can get a better picture of what God thinks about us. Even in the scripture, you are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes,
I am. The God says I am. That's what he's talking about me. I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
We have to put ourselves there. So,
glory to God.
I'm going to put myself there. I want you to help me. Pastor Jeff.
Oh.
Just stand here for a second.
Oh.
I want to take this chair. Now pretend he's Jesus. I ain't saying he's Jesus, so don't people get mad.
Okay.
I ain't saying he's Jesus.
We just act.
Okay. Not Jesus. Not Jesus.
Jesus can see. Jesus need glasses. Praise the Lord.
Sometimes we have to put ourselves in the scripture.
Okay.
So Jesus was sitting at the table. Y'all heard the disciples having dinner with him.
Amen.
And y'all just talking. And outside of the house, there was a crowd. You know, there's always a crowd. Wherever Jesus is, there's a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because people come. They come. And this woman, she came. And I could see her.
Yeah.
She pushed her way through the crowd.
Yeah.
Jesus just came in.
Yeah.
She pushed her way through the crowd.
Yeah.
And they probably looked at her, where do you think you're going? Look, you such and such. What? And she just went on. She got to Jesus. And she fell at his feet.
Come on now.
And as she began,
tears
flowed from her eyes, from thankfulness.
Yeah.
And she began to worship him. And the tears fell on his shoes.
Yes. Yes.
And she just kept worshiping him.
Mm-hmm.
And then she began to wipe his feet with her hair.
Wow.
More
now.
And she just kept wiping.
Jesus.
And then she took the oil.
Yes.
And she just anointed his feet with the oil. And then she took her hair. And she wiped his feet with her hair. That's what she did. That's what the Bible says. It's something about being in this position.
Amen.
It's something about being at the feet of Jesus, where it allows you to release. It allows you to pour out everything that's inside of you and release every hurt you've ever had. You can release.
Yes.
Anything somebody's ever said against you, you can release.
Amen.
Any type of bitterness, resentment,
come on now.
Hostility, anger, you can release
Amen.
At the feet of Jesus.
Yes,
it's something about being in this position.
at his feet.
Yes.
That you can receive.
Amen.
And I saw the same thing with this woman with the issue of blood.
Right.
And she came and she touched. She's working her way through the crowd. And she touched the hem. You know how low you gotta be to touch the hem of somebody's garment?
Mm, yes. Right, come on now.
She had to be like this.
Right.
But she had a determination that I'm going to touch Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm going to touch him. And I'm going to be healed. And we have that determination to come to Jesus like that.
Right.
Jesus reaches us.
Amen.
Jesus touches something inside of us. He pours into us what we have poured out.
Amen.
And he heals us, and he delivers us, and he saves us, and he makes us free from whatever it is that we have poured out. But it's just something about being in this position.
Amen.
Being in this position, it causes you to receive.
Amen.
You have to.
Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. God is good.
Amen.
God is good. I told myself.
Amen.
I'm proud.
All the time.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
What is the cause of your oil?
Mm.
Hallelujah.
But what you go through to get to Jesus' feet.
Yes, Lord.
You cannot wipe Jesus' feet with your hair from a seated position or a standing position.
Come on now.
You're going to have to
bow. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And Jesus will receive you when you do. When you bow down like that, he shows love and devotion and commitment. And God answers that.
Right.
God answers
Thank
that.
You, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
You know, I love the song.
Woo, Jesus.
How about the box?
Amen.
And I certainly wish I could sing.
Woo, Jesus.
I'm
telling you, I was at home, I was practicing.
Praise the Lord.
But it didn't work.
Right.
I'm sorry, I love you, but I'm not going there. You give us all power and ability. We have to know our limitations.
One day.
Amen. Praise the Lord. But one day, oh yes, one day.
Thank you.
And maybe not that song, but in the song, C.C. Wine, she just covers it all. And I think I love the song so much because that's my story.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, we all have our stories.
Right. Yes.
And that's my story. You know,
Amen.
The beautiful thing about this is that Jesus, who Jesus used to pour out from this box of alabaster, she was a sinner. That's me. I was a sinner. That's all of us, an outcast. Somebody in need of forgiveness.
Yeah.
Somebody in need of grace. That sounds like you and me.
Right. Yes.
And, right. And you know, C.C. Wine speaks in this song, this alabaster box, and I can just relate to so much of it. And every time I hear the song, it messes me up to this day still. I don't even know how old the song is.
Right.
But every single time, it's just that, oh, God. You don't know the cost of the oil in my alabaster box. You don't know.
Right.
You don't know what Jesus did for me.
Right.
And it's like, nobody really knows what Jesus did for you. Only you know, but you can express it.
Right.
You can express it in how you love it back.
Right.
You can express it in how you live your life.
Right.
That's how you express your love to Jesus.
Right.
You know, he pour out to him. He wants to hear. He wants to feel your love. It's like he wants to love on you. But, oh, Lord Jesus, help me.
Amen.
But that good part that Jesus spoke of to Mary, that Mary chose that good part, people still talking about. Look at us, he's still talking about it today. He's still talking about this alabaster box.
Yes.
That's the good part.
Right.
Sitting at Jesus' feet, learning of him.
Amen.
Learning of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. That's a great way to view it. Anyway, I'm going to close with the words in this song. I'm not going to sing them. But I'm going to say them. Just think and meditate on them. Just a few of the words. I can't forget the way life used to be. I was a prisoner to the sin that had me bound.
I spent my days pouring my life without measure into a little treasure box I thought I found, until the day when Jesus came to me and filled my soul with the wonder of his touch. So now I'm giving back to him all the praise he's worthy of. I've been forgiven, and that's why I love him so much. And I've come to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary's alabaster box. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and dry them with my hair. You weren't there the night Jesus found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his love around me. And you don't know the cost of the oil in my alabaster box. Amen. God is good.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, God. Father, we praise you, God. Father, you are so good, God. You are so awesome and so mighty, God. We just love you today, oh God. Father God, we thank you for your word, oh God. Father God, help us, oh God. Help us with this word, oh God. Father God, bring it to our remembrance even, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, help us to sit still sometime, oh God, and just to learn of you, oh God. Just to sit at your feet sometime, oh God, and just to listen, oh God. There we can receive instruction, oh God. Father God, just help us, oh God, to be humble, oh God. Yeah. Help us, oh God, to love as we are to love, oh God. Father God, help us to forgive even, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, a wonderful story of forgiveness, oh God. Help us to forgive, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And just help us to be better servants, oh God. Better women, oh God. Better women of God. Better people, oh God. Just help us today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we love you, oh God. We love you, we love you, we love you, oh God. We praise you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for paying the price for us, oh God. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for forgiving us, oh God, of everything, oh God. Father God, help us to continue to release to you, oh God. Father, to bow down and to worship you, oh God, and to truly give you the praise, oh God, that you're so worthy of, oh God. We love you, Lord.
Love you,
we thank you, God.
Thank you.
We bless your holy name today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
The room grew still as she made her way to Jesus. She stumbles through the tears that made her blind. She felt such pain. Some spoke in anger, heard folks whisper, "There's no place here for God." Still on she came, through the shame that flushed her face, until at last she knelt before his feet. And though she spoke no words, everything she said was heard, as she poured her love for the Master from her box of alabaster.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name again.
Bless you, Lord.
Father God, I thank you, oh God, for each and every one of
us
today, oh God. Father God, I just pray, oh God, your blessing upon them,
thank
oh
God,
in abundance right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, they've all come here, oh God, with something on their hearts, oh God. Father God, you know the need, oh God. Father God, I pray, oh God, right now that you will meet that need, oh God. Father God, that you will touch them in their spirits right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And release your anointing, oh God. Release your power in their lives, oh God. Father God, help them, oh God, with whatever issue that is set before them today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, help them to release it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God. Father God, even help us, oh God, to bow down and to worship you, oh God,
you,
as we should, as we ought to, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father God,
Spell that with me.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Father God, we just bless your name, O God.
Thank you.
Father God, we thank you, O God, for your goodness, O God.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you, O God, for your grace, O God.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for your mercy,
yes.
O God. Father, we
yes.
thank you, O God, for forgiving us, O God.
Yes.
Father, we thank you, O God, for
yes.
washing
yes.
us, O God, for cleansing us, O God,
yes.
for making
thank
us whole,
you.
O God.
Yes.
Father God,
yes.
we thank you, O God, for pouring out your spirit
yes.
in us, O God.
Lord.
Father God, we thank you, O God, for releasing those things
yes.
that are inside of us, O God.
Hallelujah.
Father God, those treasures, O God, that we're holding so close to us, O God, help us to realize that we don't need to hold them anymore,
yes.
Father God, but we can release them, oh God, that
yes.
we can
release
them to give to you, oh God,
yes.
because you care for
yes.
us, oh God.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you, oh God, that we
yes.
can release it, oh God.
Thank
we thank you, oh God, that they're in good hands, oh God.
Yes,
Father
Lord.
God, that nobody can hurt us ever again,
yes.
oh God,
yes.
because
yes.
we have turned ourselves over to you, oh God,
yes.
that you've given ourselves to you, God.
Yes.
Father God, that you would have your way in our lives,
yes.
oh God. Father, we bless you and we thank you for it now, oh God,
yes.
in the name of Jesus, oh God.
Glory
all those hurts, oh God, all those pains, oh God, all those things that we are carrying, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, that you are carrying them for us, oh God, and we no longer have to carry them anymore, oh God. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for healing our broken hearts now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, oh God, just releasing your power, your anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in this place, oh God, in this circle, oh God. As we come down, oh God, just desiring to worship
yes,
you, oh God.
Lord.
Father God, it's not about our issues anymore,
thank
oh God.
Jesus.
God, because you have them, God. It's not about our issues anymore,
yes,
God. We just
yes.
come to pour out on you, oh God. We just
Lord,
pour out,
Jesus.
We just want to
yes.
pour out on you, oh God, and to
Lord,
give you the
Jesus.
Praise that you are so worthy of, oh
yes,
God.
Father.
We've been forgiven of so
Hallelujah.
Many things, oh God.
Yes,
things,
Lord.
Oh God, that we think are too ugly
yes.
to tell anybody, oh God, but you
yes,
know
Lord.
What
let
they
go,
are,
go,
oh God. And Father,
Jesus.
We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, God,
yes,
that you
Lord.
Have healed us, oh God.
Yes, yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you, God, that you have set
yes,
us free,
Jesus.
Oh God. Father God,
yes,
we thank
Lord.
You, oh God, for wholeness, oh God.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for healing,
Lord,
oh God.
Yes.
We thank you, oh God, for peace that
yes.
we have right
Hallelujah.
Now, oh God.
Yes.
Father God, that we're
thank
no longer crying tears
yes,
of sadness,
Father.
Oh God.
Hallelujah.
But we're crying tears of joy,
yes,
oh God.
Jesus,
tears
Lord,
of thankfulness,
name,
tears of gratitude,
Praise
oh God.
Father.
Because we have made our way to the crowd. We don't
yes.
care about
Hallelujah.
How it looks
yes,
anymore,
Father.
Oh God.
Thank
we
you,
have made our way through
yes,
the crowd,
Father.
Oh God. We don't care what people
Lord
say
Jesus,
anymore,
Father.
Oh God.
Hallelujah.
Father
yes,
God,
Lord.
We love you, God.
Thank
we
Lord.
Love you,
yes,
God.
Lord.
We love you, God. You are our God.
Yes, Lord.
And we
Come
bless
on,
your
Lord.
Name, God.
Yes,
we bless
Lord.
You for
thank
who you are. We thank
Lord.
You
thank
for
you,
what
God.
You've done in this place
yes,
today, oh God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for freedom, oh
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you
Lord.
For release,
Lord.
Oh God.
Release,
we thank
Lord.
You, God, just
release,
for who
Lord.
You are, our
release.
God. And we give you praise now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
The Lord. Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Bless you, Jesus. Bless you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
My praise is on you. Like all flow from Mary. I love Master Paul. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair. You weren't there the night he found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his in my alabaster pipe. I can't forget the way life used to be. I was a prisoner to the sin that had me bound. I spent my days pouring my life without measure into a little treasure box I thought I found, until the day when Jesus came to me and healed my soul. with my tears and dry them.